Question: what is mass media?
Answer: TV and radio are called mass media for a reason. They influence the masses. Consequently, your ad copy is more important than your selection of stations. Remarkable clients need 60% customer bonding, 40% sales activation. Facebook and Instagram may be emerging as new mass media platforms, but they could be overshadowed by others that will emerge. This partner group must remain aware and vigilant, but guard against being reactionary or twitchy regarding what is and is not mass media.
Julian once told me that a story is a letter the author writes to himself, to tell himself things that he will be unable to discover otherwise.
Carlos Ruiz Zafón.
Likewise, customer bonding ads tell the customer and the client true things about the client that neither of them would know otherwise. It is the job of the strategist to spot those things, the job of the writer to articulate them, and the job of the media buyer to deliver them to the public with sufficient frequency and consistency to cause the public to remember those things forever.
The Short of It, by Les Bennett, data scientist. In this section, every time Les Bennett says, quote, brand building, what he means is what we call, quote, customer bonding. And when he says, quote, broad reach, he's talking about mass media.
It's really important to understand that marketing works in two very different ways. The short-term effects of marketing are easy to understand. We call this sales activation. Sales activation is any kind of marketing activity which is intended to evoke a fairly immediate response from the consumer. For long-term growth, you need something different, and that's brand building, to produce long-term changes in human behavior by creating long-term memories. Sales activation produces very big short-term spikes, but they decay away very quickly. The effects of brand building are much more long-term. They decay more slowly and they accumulate over time. And as a result, they drive long-term growth and profit. In the short term, most of the sales you see are driven by activation. But in the long term, most of the profit you gain comes from brand building. Great marketing campaigns need both short-term sales activation and long-term brand building. And they need them to work together. Brand building needs much broader reach because you need to talk to people not just who are in the market right now, but people who might come to market over the next 2 to 3 years. You need to engage them with things that are more humanly relevant, more general, more universal, and crucially, you need to engage them at the emotional level. So you need short-term sales activation and long-term brand building, and you need them working together, and you need them to be balanced. Our research suggests that the optimum effectiveness tends to be achieved when about 60% of the budget is devoted to long-term brand building and about 40% to short-term activation. We call this the 60-40 rule. But our latest research shows that that balance changes depending on category and context. What we're finding in the data is as the digital economy evolves, sales activation is becoming much more efficient. What that means is that activation, as it becomes more efficient, requires less budget. The final ingredient is memorability. Remember, the point of brand building is to create long-term memories that influence sales over the long term. So everything you do needs to be memorable. And so, almost counterintuitively, the optimum split is shifting away from sales activation towards brand building. To put it simply, in a digital world, emotional brand building is more important than it's ever been. Whether you're focusing on the short term or the long term, there's something that's really crucial in all cases. And that's what psychologists call mental availability. Share of mind, if you like. Share of mind is one of the crucial determinants of why people do or don't buy a brand. This chart shows the continuum of mental availability all the way from awareness through salience to fame. As you get increasing mental availability, increasing share of mind, you get increasing returns to your marketing budget. At the very top level, you have fame, campaigns that get people talking about the marketing, the advertising, and the brand. If you can get people talking in that way, you effectively turn the public into part of your sales force. Campaigns that generate fame can quadruple the efficiency of their marketing budget. So if you want big sales and big profits, aim for fame.
That was Les Bennett, data scientist, speaking for Bennett and Field.
We never agree to do small things that take a lot of time. We do big things efficiently. We do far too much work the first year. The second year is not as hard, but we make more money due to our clients' growth. The third year is downright easy because we have momentum. We know the character diamond, and the ad campaign is becoming increasingly robust. Things get easier as time goes by, and we make more and more money. That's why we have a business model that doesn't chase big ad budgets. We look for happy, smart operators who are not nearly as big as they are capable of becoming. And then we grow them bigger. Craig Arthur and I first got to know each other 25 years ago when I launched the Wizard of Ads Partners. Craig became partner number one and has been a torchbearer for our group ever since.
I believe in helping others succeed. We moved a lot when I was a kid. Dad was in construction, so we followed the work. I went to 6 different schools in just 2 years. Always the new kid, always picked on, always lonely. But those 2 years taught me empathy. Growing up, I helped the new kids, the underdogs and the misfits of the playground. I helped them feel they belonged. I helped them fit in because I didn't want them to feel the way I had felt. Today, I help the underdogs of business, but now I help them stand out, not fit in. It's a good feeling to help others succeed. Craig Arthur, July 2023.
When a client chooses to work with you, you enter into a sort of business marriage. And like any other marriage, they will feel abandoned if you don't spend enough time with them.
From Megan Ullman, Thursday, July 11th, 2024, at 9:46 a.m. Hi, Jake. We wanted to reach out to provide a testimonial about our experience so far working with the Wizard of Ads team. Working with Jason and Craig has been an absolute delight since the moment we were partnered up. As far as Jason, Jordan has quite a bit of experience from his days as an aspiring rock star with audio engineering and sound design. And after our first recording session, Jordan turned to me and said, "I don't know if you realize it from the technical standpoint, but Jason is so, so incredibly talented." We also love when Jason starts a sentence with, "Okay, let me know if you think this idea is too crazy." Those are always the most amazing ideas, and we never think they're too crazy. Or maybe we're just crazy too. His creativity is unmatched, and it's apparent that he's a gifted artist and talented musician. We feel so fortunate to have been paired up with him and Craig. For Craig, we're continuously amazed by his ability to choose the right words, to kindly offer us a new perspective or redirection, and to help us find our story in the midst of our marketing. We trust his wisdom and rely on his experience to help us as we move forward on this new-to-us venture. We're so appreciative of the time spent getting to know us, our family, and our values, and how he incorporates that into his guidance for our strategy. He often takes our half-formed ideas and breathes life into them so that they become something amazing. He also truly embodies servant leadership in how he's guided this team, continuously building up others and celebrating their successes. However, beyond their obvious talent, what we've really loved about working with Jason and Craig has been their kindness, character, and positivity that they bring to every interaction. Growing this business can be so mentally and emotionally taxing, and Craig and Jason have been a greater source of encouragement to us than they will ever know. It seems like they come along at just the right time, in the midst of our hardest days, and offer such kind words and support. It feels like they're truly part of our action team. Additionally, we know that Devin has worked so hard on our media buy. It was very apparent to us that he wanted to get us the best he possibly could, and we've felt his care and concern for spending our advertising dollars wisely throughout the process. Again, we feel so thankful to work with such kind and giving individuals. Okay, enough gushing. We just wanted to provide a testimonial to you so that you could know that from a client's perspective, this team is as good as they come. We couldn't feel more blessed and fortunate to be working with them. We hope that you and Roy are proud of a company that not only works with the best creatives in the industry, but also the kindest and most genuine people. It's truly remarkable. Sincerely, Megan and Jordan.
When you have an insight or an idea for your client, call them and say, "Hey, have you got a few minutes? I want to bounce something off you." When they say yes, say, "I've only got about 15 minutes, but I've had this on my mind and I want to share it with you." If your idea is solid and you are excited about it, your client will think these three thoughts.
1.
My ad person loves working for my company.
2.
They're always thinking about me, even when I'm not thinking about them.
3.
I'm lucky to have this person in my life.
Andrew Tindall is a rare young marketer in that he is not an idiot. He doesn't measure media based on his personal preferences or those of his friends.
I'm all for proper research, strategy, objectives, positioning, campaign idea, tailored executions per platform, until it comes to audio advertising. I've been lucky enough to research global audio and radio ad effectiveness. And I've become convinced that it's such a damn powerful channel and so underappreciated globally that a marketer could make their life easy for a couple of years and just go hard on radio. In any market as well, but especially the US, where brands are entirely missing out, where national radio campaigns pretty much don't exist, but also in Ireland, where radio is so loved, I'm convinced Irish families must sit around a radio at night instead of the TV. Quite a nice image. Maybe they all have a Guinness and have to keep turning it up because the laughter keeps getting louder. Radio is so damn affordable, so high reach, with early signs of brilliant targeting performance. Can clearly do the long and the short. It has brilliant signaling power, and ROIs are always impressive. But this all relies on a good bit of audio creative, which are becoming more and more rare. Andrew Tindall, System One Group.